Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it, but songs also do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. Here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy. And her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Well, so far, if you've been listening to these lessons in order, you've heard all 10 songs of June's first album, which was entitled You Own Me. June wrote and produced those songs before she came to Barah Ministries. Well, for the next several lessons, you'll be listening to her first Barah Ministries album, her second album, Total. And today's song is the title cut from her second album. It is called Come See a Man. No name is more controversial in history than the name of the person they call Jesus. Today's song is about him. The song comes from a biblical story in John chapter 4, verses 7 to 19, which says this: There came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. For the Lord's disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. John 4:9. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans, because Samaritans were kind of half-breeds. John 4:10. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the free gift of God the Father, and who it was that says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked me, and I would have given you living water. John 4:11. She said to him, Sir, have you nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep? Where then do you get this living water? John 4:12. You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us this well, and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord Jesus Christ must have reflected at that moment on his creation of them all. John 4:13. Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I, the Lord Jesus Christ, will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life, the resurrection life. John 4:15. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw. That's how easy it is to express the desire to be saved. Sir, give me this water. John 4:16. Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come here. John 4:17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, You have correctly said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. This you have said truly. John 4:19, the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Well, today's song is about that passage. It's called Come See a Man, and let's hear June Murphy sing it.
For most of my life, I felt like a woman of ill repute. For the things that I've done and what was done to me, I felt I was of no use. Like the woman alone looking for a drink. I'd been looking for love in all the wrong places, helpless, needy, and weak. But since I've come to know Jesus by faith and grace alone, I will proclaim this invitation to the world, to all I know, and I will sing, come see a man who knows all about me, who knows what I've done, and the love that I need. Come see a man who won't leave or forsake me, who died on a cross to set me free. In Christ there is therefore now no condemnation. From the power of sin and death I have been freed. All the guilt and shame I carried from my past was nailed with Christ to the tree. And I know and he was faithful and just to allow it all as part of his master plan. And he is not ashamed of me. I am his child. He calls me his son. And I belong my beloved Savior, and from him I will never ever roam. And I'm telling you that I know a man who knows all about me, who knows what I've done and the love that I need. I know a man that won't leave or forsake me, who died on a cross to set me free. I know a man who gives life eternal, who's the bread of life, living water for your thirst. I know a man who gives
one says, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or anyone listening who is lost, who doesn't have a relationship with the one and only God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 36 says this, "He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life," the resurrection life, right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." John chapter 3, verse 17 says this, "God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in this lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, "And the repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly, I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise.'" So let today be the day you stop putting off the most important decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Jesus. Get to know him. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there under the music tab and download it free of charge. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.
This world's a tortured place to be. So many things to torment me. And as I stumble down this road, it takes a toll. These days and nights I turn to you. No human hand can pull me through. No cosmic force or magic. See it coming. You're not so far away. 'Cause I can feel your power surging through the whole of me. God is